This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 3.13 million people are reported to be infected by the new coronavirus around the world, with nearly 220,000 of them having died. A grim milestone as the U.S. passes 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The number comes as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher because of a lack of testing and reporting. More than 58,000 have died. Britain is one of the worst-hit European countries with more than 27,000 deaths. More than 24,000 people have died in France. The number of COVID-19 cases rose past the 20,000 mark in Sweden Wednesday, with 107 new deaths in the Nordic country. There have been more than 2,400 deaths since the outbreak began. Sweden has taken a less strict approach to curbing the disease as compared to other European nations. Most schools and businesses have remained open, even as mortality rates have run higher than neighboring countries. A biotech company says a new experimental drug has proven it can treat COVID-19. In a major U.S. government study, Gilead Sciences' remdesivir is potentially the first treatment to pass such a test against the virus. Having a treatment could have a profound effect on the global pandemic. That's because health officials say any vaccine is likely a year or more away. The study, run by the National Institutes of Health, tested remdesivir versus usual care in about 800 hospitalized coronavirus patients around the world. The main result is how long it takes patients to recover. For more on these or any other story, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News.